Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Believers have God's promise that when we faithfully obey Him and don't give up, we will enjoy the very best returns. Let the Lord encourage your heart as Joe Vasek, pastor of Northeast Baptist Church of Danbury, Connecticut, urges us to stay the course.
Acts 28:16 through 31 tells us about Paul's 2-year imprisonment in Rome. The book of Colossians is one of 4 Bible books that Paul penned during this 2-year prison stay. These 4 books, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, are known as Paul's prison epistles. Acts 16:6 tells us that on his second missionary journey, Paul preached throughout the region of Phrygia, where the city of Colossae was located. It says, "Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia." It doesn't say specifically that Paul ever visited Colossae. In fact, you can easily infer from Colossians 2:1 that Paul had never even met the people in the church of Colossae. "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." It's very possible that the church was started by someone other than Paul. One widely held theory is that the church in Colossae was started by a man named Epaphras. Acts 19:8 through 10 describes how Paul spent 2 years teaching in Ephesus, and this resulted in the entire region being reached for Christ. "And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks." So Paul stayed in Ephesus for 2 years, teaching in the school of Tyrannus, and people from cities all over the region came to him in Ephesus, got saved, returned to their cities, led others to Christ, and established churches. One of these men was Epaphras from Colossae. Paul mentions Epaphras early in his letter, Colossians 1:5 through 7. "The word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ." That certainly seems to support the theory of Epaphras starting the church in Colossae. So why did Paul write this letter to the church in Colossae? Epaphras was with Paul when Paul wrote this letter. Colossians 4:12, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." In Philemon 23, Paul refers to him as Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. It's commonly believed that Epaphras went to visit Paul in prison in Rome, and that while he was there, he was detained by the Romans for being an associate of Paul's. He shared with him his burden about the condition of things in the city of Colossae. There wasn't any trouble in the church in Colossae, but Epaphras was burdened that the rising prominence of apostasy in the city of Colossae would draw believers away from Christ. Among the false teachings prevalent in the region were the legalism of Judaism and the beginnings of Gnosticism. So Paul attacks these false ideas directly in his letter to the Colossians by admonishing them to keep their eyes on eternal things, the truths of God. In the light of this background, let's summarize the contents of the book. The theme of Colossians is set your affections on things above. And the key verse is Colossians 3:2. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. The title of Colossians chapter 1 is Christ in you. And the key verse is verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The title of chapter 2 is Walk in Christ, and the key verse is verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. The title of Colossians 3 is Seek the things of Christ, and the key verse is verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. The title of Colossians 4 is Pray for the cause of Christ, and the key verse is verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. The church in Colossae was threatened by false philosophies from without, and the remedy was for those believers to keep their eyes on Christ in you, walking in Christ, seeking the things of Christ, and on praying for the cause of Christ. Christian, the threats to our faith today are as real as they were 2,000 years ago in Colossae, and the remedy is the same today as well. Set your affection on things above. Stay the course.
We pray that today's program was a blessing to you. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at staythecourse@nbcdanberry.org. God bless you.